whether I'm joking or not, then you should talk to me about it. I will not get offended if you walk up to me in the location or when the shift is over and say, hey, you know, so you said some things at work that kind of make me uncomfortable. I don't want, you know, you to feel like you can't express yourself, but I would really appreciate it if maybe you changed the tone of your comments or your conversations. And I will take that to heart. I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. Right. I don't want to make someone feel like they're not safe at work or that, you know, whatever. So, yeah, talk to me about it. Talk to whoever's making you feel uncomfortable at work and let them know. Because if they don't know there's a problem, then how are they going to stop it? And maybe, you know, they were being dark and they were being serious and they're like, well, I'm just, you know, feeling this way. You could help them get it off their chest and help them stop feeling that way and legitimately stop
potentially save their life and yours.
Right. You could save lives just by expressing yourself. Always be honest with how you're feeling. It's scary and sometimes it hurts, but it's the best way to be. You have to be honest with yourself and others in the end.
So, mental health, guys.
I just wanted to cover that because it's so important. And people are mentioning it in the news and things like that. But no one's trying to do anything. I won't say no one is trying to do anything preventative.
Not enough people.
Right. We're talking about it after a tragedy instead of before.
Preventing it.
Right. I don't want to hear about these tragedies. I want to hear, you know, you come up to me and say, I haven't been, really feeling well lately. I've been having these thoughts and this, that, and the other. And I will listen to you. And we should be listening to each other and helping each other resolve our issues. We're not all psychologists, but you never know how you can help somebody.
Yeah. Agreed. So that is what we wanted to kind of
address
for you guys. Because, again,
Safety first.
Safety
begins with me.
And
all of you.
All of you out there.
It's for all the Disney people out
so
there.
So now we're just going to go into Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Forever. Bitches, if you have not seen Black Panther, I don't.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you? This movie.
How have you not seen this? This movie is everything. It is a movement.
It is, and the best kind. Don't tell me you haven't had a day off since Black Panther came out. Don't tell me it's been out for a week.
Even if you haven't had a day off, you could have gone before work, after work, maybe during on your
shift.
Stop it! Just
do not leave your shift to go see Black Panther. It's great, but it's not worth your job.
Yeah. Wouldn't go that far. But it's just it's amazing.
It really is. All of the effort they put into it. Warning, there may be spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
If you have not seen Black Panther and you do care about spoilers, as much as it pains me to say this, turn this off.
Turn it off. You don't want to hear what we have to say.
I don't want to ruin it for you. And then, you know, I feel bad for ruining your Wakandan experience. But we saw it the day it came out. And
theater was packed of people of all different
races
and
sizes, and
colors,
and
ethnicities, races, everything.
It was
great.
Everything
the vibe was great
that I hoped it would be.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand how a movie could be so overhyped and deliver.
Right. That's always the biggest issue is it gets all this hype and attention and you're expecting so much and it lets you down because you're expecting.
Just kidding. I really liked Suicide Squad. Apparently a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
But this movie was overhyped and for a good reason.
Amazing. Everything from the casting to the costuming to the technical aspects with, you know, the fight scenes and the weaponry and the effects, the storyline, how it relates to... You know, it's a platform using a fictional country, but it so represents...
Real life events.
Right, real life events as far as, you know, the how xenophobic people are right now. And you know, should you be helping other countries with your resources, you know,
over your own,
right, over your own, and just all of the stuff that has to do with real world problems and not just in the Black community. So many people feel like this is a movie just for Black people. It is not. It has to do with the global.
This is for everybody.
Community. So this movie really, it really is for everybody. Some people are trying to hate on this movie.
Of course. No. You tried it.
No.
And we're going to deny it.
Yes.
This is for everybody. Don't listen really to what people say. It's for everyone.
I did not have a negative thing to say about this movie.
Nothing.
And I am the most positive negative person you will ever meet. Usually I find some sort of thing. Yeah, I could probably nitpick if I sat through it again. But going through it the first time.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing to say.
It was just a beautiful movie with a beautiful message full of beautiful people.
Yes, honey. Michael Bay Jordan. Michael Bay Jordan.
She did not make a mistake.
Woo! I want to take his face, put it on a piece of bread,
and the, eat that the movie shit. Is so quotable and profound.
Wakanda Forever. That handshake, if y'all know what I'm talking about.
Between Shuri and T'Challa.
Yes.
That is the new anytime handshake.
You see a person of color,
yes,
a brother or a sister, you better Wakanda Forever that shit.
Yes.
And just dap them up. Yes. It's so good.
It was so
everything.
Good.
Lupita Nyong'o looking like a... There was this one scene...
They all look like queens.
Where she was... It was the casino scene.
The casino scene.
She's walking in with that green dress, looking like a tall, decadent chocolate bar.
Yes.
Wrapped in... green paper, and I'm a heterosexual like a female. Reptar. I'm heterosexual, but girl crush. She's just so.
Oh, I'm not, God. But girl crush.
She's just so, chocolatey.
They She's so are beautiful. So flawless, so
and not just her. Every Black queen in this movie.
Oh my gosh,
so stunning.
Yes,
I can never understand how people are like, I can't date a Black person. It's like. Looking at these beautiful gods and goddesses,
I mean,
how could you not want
skin as smooth as marble?
Right,
just this soft.
You'd rather have a pale Casper the Friendly Ghost over a beautiful.
I've seen some pretty attractive Caspers in my day.
Casper is not.
Some pale. Well,
sorry, I'm a little biased, but
well, then you can understand why someone wouldn't.
I can't understand. Right. I can't because Black is beautiful, honey.
Yes.
Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. Back to the movie.
But a lot went into this movie. Yeah. I was really
they knew what the hell they were doing.
Obsessed with the costuming in this movie, and they put a lot of thought into this. They use every costume they see, even in the casino scene when they're supposed to be like blending in with. These rich people, every detail was in some way pulled from some sort of African influence or, design or actual tribes in the real world. And I would like to discuss some of those, Queen Ramonda, T'Challa's stepmom, the headdress she wears is like based off of Zulu headdresses. Where they had, these, they're made from reeds, and they're traditionally worn by married women or women of ceremony, which she definitely is a woman of ceremony. She's...
Is that Angela Bassett's character?
Yes.
Black queen, man. And she's like freaking 80 years old, and she's still...
She's not 80 years old.
I'm exaggerating a little.
You are exaggerating Angela Bassett's age.
She, flawless. But
In the movie, there's one point in which you see her without this beautiful headdress on. Like, when after some shit goes down with T'Challa and they think he's out of the picture, you see her without the headdress on. And another thing I loved about this movie is all of the different representations of Black hair and style that were in this movie. So many people are... ashamed of having gray hair or any sign of aging. She had big locks of gray dreads, and she looked beautiful
stunning
with them. You know, you can, stunning. You could, I mean, she's stunning in general.
Right, right.
But
I aspire to be like that when I get to
that age. Like that they're putting a positive image
on
natural, and not just natural hair, like curls and coils, which they did do with Lupita's character.
Mm-hmm. I love her hair.
Also with, you know, this is your hair. You're older. Your hair is graying. And she wasn't ashamed of it. It was part of who she was. Be. Right. And also with the Dora and how they had shaved heads. That's really important, too. You know, in some tribes, it's the warriors shave their heads. They're bald. And, you know, in the actual.
But they all look so.
Right.
I could never.
And it goes to show.
Could never be bald.
That. My head's too big. Stop. My head's the wrong shape. You don't want to see me bald. but it's important also to show that hair is also a really big thing for women in general, but for Black people, you know, you want to have nice hair. You want to have that good hair. You want your hair looking good. It goes to show that you don't need to have hair in order to be beautiful, in order to be strong. Right. It tries to cover everything. It tries to let you know that
it covers everything.
The way you are and your traditions and, you know, your beliefs, they're valid and they're beautiful. And, what you stand for means something. And it's something that you shouldn't be afraid of. Don't be ashamed of your roots, literally, and where you came from, you know, and also figuratively. And it also goes to show that you don't need outside influence to grow and be strong and successful.
What do you mean by that?
Say it. I'm talking about the colonizer.
The colonizer. Shouts out to the colonizers.
This was an example of what potentially could have happened if Western men had not interfered in the affairs of others.
AKA came over here to our beautiful motherland and fucked our shit up.
You know. And the Michael B. Jordan's character near the end of the movie even kind of sums that all
in. Oh, my God. Quote. He said such a beautiful quote.
Which that shit hit
hard. It hit so hard.
If I get this wrong, because I will, because I did
not. I know the quote, so.
Oh, well, then right. Shout it out.
No, you say it.
Oh, from my memory, it was bury me with my people who jumped from. Mm-hmm. The ships, you know, bury me with the people in the ocean because they knew that dying was better than being in bondage, basically. You know, it's, I would rather
die
and be me than, be you know, slave. Live and be a slave or a captured, a prisoner to you and your way of life.
Girl, when he said that shit, you and Melanie didn't see it.
I
was tearing up.
So was I.
I couldn't.
I know I've mentioned this before. I'm not much of a crier, but this movie had me emotional on so many levels because, you know, it really hit home with, like, the difference between this beautiful African country that was allowed to flourish compared to our cities and our Black neighborhoods over here in the U.S. where... But the opposite is happening. We're not being allowed to flourish. We're being encouraged to destroy ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so...
Exactly.
It just, obviously, as a Black person, spoke to me on an emotional, personal level, but also as a human in general, it covered a lot of social issues as far as helping your fellow man. There was a lot of issue on whether or not the Wakandans should... you know, help other countries and provide aid all these years. They were pretending to be these poor farmers, but really they've got all this technology and wealth. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, a lot of the traditionalists were against helping outside countries because what have they done for us?
Exactly.
These people have taken over the world and ruined the rest of our country and ruined our people, why would we want to help people like this?
Well, that's what Killmonger was saying. He was just like, you know, you've got brothers and sisters like me
out there suffering.
Out here suffering. You've got all this good stuff. Help us. Help us.
And something that happens a lot also that was subtly put in there was one of the Wakandans said, those are not our people. Mm-hmm. What do you mean do you those mean? Aren't your people?
They look like you.
Every person out there is your people.
They look just like you.
Just because they're not from Wakanda. Right. Or
they're not
from,
Wakandian.
Right. Doesn't mean that they're not your people. Right. And that also, when he said that, I was like, but I've heard people say that before. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to help this person because they're not my people. They don't deserve my help because they are not like me.
And preposterous.
That hurt.
Yeah.
That hurt me.
Yeah.
I said that in the theater was, what do you mean they're not your people? Are you not black? Right. Are they not descended
from your people? We're all, even though we're African-American, first we're African
before we're American. Taken from Africa and made American.
Your blood
My bloodline is the same. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
They're not your people. I felt personally offended because that means me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean I'm not your people?
It's just a movie. It's just a movie. But it's so strong that we felt that.
Right. The themes are so real and so easily connected that you just get sucked into it. And they just so beautifully executed all of their themes in this movie and all of every...
at least we're swooning right now for this movie.
At least for me, they got their message across. They really did.
Perfectly.
And
even me, my non-common sense having ass, I understood everything that they were trying to say as well. Because
yes. If this movie doesn't get through to you, it's because you're actively resisting the message within the movie.
Yep.
You're not opening yourself up to what is trying to be conveyed. And it's that we need to stop shutting people out, like people from the Middle East coming to our country, or, you know, providing aid to those who really need our help and actually trying to work together and accept each other as we are. You're not, if you don't want to receive that message of one love, then there's something wrong with you. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but there's something
really wrong with you. Like, you were raised.
Well, there could be all sorts of reasons, circumstances under which people might disagree with this message, but you wrong? I'm sorry.
I mean, to put it blatantly.
I cannot.
You're wrong.
I cannot say anyone's rhetoric of hate is right ever.
Ever.
Anyone's idea of, you know, segregation is right ever. I can't support that. That is, of course, it's my opinion, but that I feel like that is just fact. If you are spreading a message that is hateful and you're rejecting one of peace and love, you're wrong. Get out of my face.
Get out of my face.
I don't want to hear
Leave
it.
Leave me alone.
Talk to the hand, because the face ain't listening.
Oh, my God. And then, like, did you see about the people who are putting up fake posts about being attacked at Black Panther?
Right, just to have some negativity. Mm-hmm. It's a common theme in our media and our society that negativity is associated with blackness. So people are coming up with fake reasons to associate negativity with blackness when these people are just going to this movie all kinds of pumped up and happy and energetic and jazzed and just proud to finally be represented
in a positive way.
Right.
Not thugs, not drug dealers, not criminals, housemaids, not slaves.
Right.
Not
whoever's pumping your gas, right? Not, you know, at the bottom of the
not
barrel.
Not the sidekick.
In a corporation.
No. We are the main focus.
Right. There are like two white people in this movie. Literally. There are more Asians in this movie than white people.
Can you believe it? There's a white sidekick.
There's a white sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
There's a white sidekick. And even he is still presented in a positive light. So There's more than two white people in this movie because Claw's henchman.
Oh, but well,
my point is, can't you just let me have this? Nope. Can't I be represented as someone who's as someone who can have a positive black role model? I can't tell you, I can't name all of the non-ethnic superheroes there are, and finally I get, you know, T'Challa, and just I get the Dora and all this strength and excellence, and you want to take it away from me?
How dare you?
I'm hurt.
How dare you?
But go see this movie.
Go see it.
It is fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's amazing.
Embrace it.
It's so funny that there was this, I just need to say this real quick. There was this guy, I don't know his name, but he was just saying how, like, black people, when they went to go see the movie, the theaters weren't selling any concessions because
they brought their own fried chicken.
People was up in there with two plates. I couldn't. He was like, black people ain't finna sell no type of concessions because they was in there with two plates.
We brought that bag for a reason.
For a reason. You got me fucked up.
You smell like hot sauce.
Paying $8 for a bag of popcorn, I can bring me a plate.
A plate or with some fried chicken, mac and cheese, collard greens.
Ooh, girl.
We're getting off topic.
We're getting off topic. Yeah. So, go see this movie. Yes. I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's another thing he kind of touched on. He was like, oh, why are people saying that we're being so extra? They weren't saying shit when people were dressing up in robes as Harry Potter.
Right.
They weren't saying shit when people were dressing up in all types of lightsabers and shit for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Let us have this. If I want to show up in a dashiki with a kente and a head wrap, let me do that.
Let me do it.
Let me have it.
Let me be.
And get out of my face. So check out the movie. Support the movement.
Yes.
Again, we are Coco Chronicles.
Thank you for joining us.
Like our Facebook page, Coco Chronicles. Go on Instagram, like our Instagram, Coco Chronicles. We have a Twitter, Chronicles Coco. And we have an email for any
questions, comments,
or concerns.
Yeah.
At, what is it?
CocoChroniclesPodcast@gmail.com.
There you go.
And we will have a website up
soon.
At thecocochronicles.com. Yes, so look out and listen out for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Coming to you very soon. Yay. So, on that note, I am Coco signing off.
And I am Marista, a.k.a. I love my African heritage, signing off.
Until next time, guys.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.